Have you ever heard of a scapegoat? Leviticus 16:10 says, "But the goat chosen by lot as the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to be used for making atonement by sending it into the desert as a scapegoat." So in the Old Testament, in order for their sins to be forgiven, there had to be sacrifices and atonement made for their sins. So they made sacrifices to the Lord, and all of their sins were placed on the scapegoat. And the goat carried them far, far away into the desert, never to be seen again. Our sacrifice wasn't a goat or a bull. The sacrifice for our sin was provided by God Himself. His perfect, sinless Son voluntarily laid down His own life. He became our scapegoat. He made atonement for our sins, and He carried them on His back far, far away, never to be seen again. When we accept Jesus into our hearts, we are now forgiven, holy, and made new. See, the thing is, God knew that over and over again, we were going to keep messing up. We would always need a scapegoat. But more than that, we would always need a Savior. And God sent Him, and His name is Jesus. He took our sins from us, placed them on Himself, and carried them far, far away, never to be seen again.